Oh, you get in a lot of trouble with office romance. I'd like to say, just for the record, I have had no office romance at the ABC. No. Slim pickings here, I can tell you. But if I were to have an office romance at the ABC, I would probably call on the services of Mike DeMarco. Yes, Mike DeMarco, who is the Vice President of Marketing at the Alibi Network. He joins me on the line now. Good morning, Mike.
Red, is this really you?
This is really me. Is that really you?
You know, as far as you know, but that's my story and I'm sticking to it. And another thing, Red, happy Valentine's Day to all the ladies in Australia. They're the hottest women in the world. If I lived there, I'd either have whiplash or I'd fall in love every 10 feet. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, Mike, working well. I notice you're the Vice President of Marketing.
Yeah, I'm big time, buddy.
That suggests to me that there are, you know, there's a lot of presidents involved in this Alibi Network. Or are you really the guy and you're just pretending not to be the guy?
No, actually, I'm not the guy. The guy who made it couldn't market it, so that's where you bring in the marketing guru. That's DeMarco, my friend. Big and bold, sexy from Chicago.
Yeah, I'm aroused.
My
interest is aroused, I mean.
I'm flattered anyway.
How does the Alibi Network work?
What happens is this. People find out about us typically through the internet or a show like yourselves.
Yeah.
They look at the various services that we have. Most of them are technologically based. So we've done things as not quite as elaborate as that old movie, The Sting, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do in person. But primarily, we are a technology-based company where...
Okay, let me put it another way, Mike. I've got a problem. What's my problem?
What's your problem?
Yeah. Why would I be calling you?
You want a day off work. You want to have an affair. You want to, I don't know. I mean, why do people necessarily need to get over the hump with a little prevarication, my friend?
Okay.
Whatever that reason is, we're happy to help as long as it's not covering for any type of felonious activity.
Okay, my problem is I want a day off work so that I can have an affair. How will you be able to...
I won't start to double, no.
How will you be able to help me in my endeavor?
Well, that's a great question. The difference, Red, is what we do is this. We're a consulting service, so you can't call us and say, hey, give me a number 4 special, Mr. DeMarco. What we do is we sit with you. We know that you're in radio. Okay, well, that's something that might take you out of town. Now, in your specific industry, I'd advise against it because it's a smaller planet. In other words, people in Melbourne radio probably know people around the rest of your country's radio, if it's anything like America. However, there's other things about you that are not work-related. So you want this day off of work, and you're going to have to appease a significant other. Well, you grew up somewhere. You've got a group of friends somewhere. You possibly went to school somewhere. You possibly were in the military. You possibly have a hobby. You possibly have... There's a lot of things about you that somebody would not begrudge you for taking some time away from the job, even if it's the wife. And if you're doing it right, she doesn't want you around 100% of the time anyway.
I've noticed.
Yeah, very good, very good. Well, then you're working your program appropriately. Now we just have to take care of the boss. Maybe you're into rock climbing. Maybe you're into sci-fi. Maybe you collect stamps. I don't know. I don't care. But we're going to find that out about you, and we're going to possibly send you out to a reunion, a seminar. Maybe you win a trip for one somewhere. I don't know. But what we'll do is we'll examine all the facts in your situation, and at alibinetwork.com, we will help, along with you, construct something that all parties involved will believe is completely viable and give you everything you'd need from a paper trail and phone calls, whatever it is, to make a very convincing statement. Everything that would typically happen if you were actually doing this particular thing will happen.
You will construct an alibi for me, a paper trail? You'll make calls?
Sure, absolutely.
Everything.
Especially for you, John.
Ah, lovely. So, have you employed the same technique yourself? Do you? Do you get a bit of a deal by being in the organisation where you can have people in the organisation construct an alibi for you, Mike?
I probably could, but Red, I don't need it. You know, I mean, I'm both barrels from the hip. If I like you, you know it. If I don't like you, you absolutely know it. And I don't bandy any words, you know. So, I mean, personally, I don't care. I don't care what people think about me. I live pretty forthright. If I'm happy with my woman, she knows it. If I'm not happy, I dump her. That's it. It's easy enough for me.
Gee, Mike, what's not to like about you, eh?
I don't know, and I'm good looking. Come to the website, everybody. Check me out.
You've got your photo on the website?
You know what? I'm up on a couple of TV interviews. You could probably pull. I don't know if I actually made it onto CSI New York. It's a TV show here. I don't know if you guys have it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
There was an episode that we were sort of the fulcrum for. You know, our business model, that's up on the website. Check it out. A lot of fun. Even if you'll never use us, at least you have an idea that we are out there. It doesn't have to be for a bad purpose. You could use us to throw the best surprise party in the history of the world.
Most importantly, we cannot use the Alibi Network for felonious behavior, I believe.
No felonious behavior.
Yep. Okay, thank you, Mike.
Okay, hey, Red, thanks for having me, buddy.
Mike DeMarco, Vice President of Marketing at the Alibi Network, I think. But how could I ever be sure that it was really him? Because he's a known liar. Yeah. It's very confusing, isn't it? I'm really not sure who to believe anymore. Apparently, you should love.